So every day he would go and steal butter. And whatever they do, wherever they hang the butter, he would still steal it. So every day they would complain to Mother Yashoda that your son is such a chore, you know, every day he steals. And she always said only one thing, that I give my son such a best milk, best butter. You know, I have cultivated 100 cows who eat grass which is fragrant of lotus. The grass smells of lotus. That when I feed my cows, the milk of those cows smells like lotus. And that milk when I churn into butter, the butter concentrates into the smell of lotus. That kind of exuberant, esoteric butter I serve my son. And that too I serve him to the brim. So you don't tell me that he steals in your house. There's no need to go and steal in your house. Because even he says, no, mama, enough. Till that time I feed him that butter. And then he goes out. So why you tell me like this, he steals butter in your house? It's impossible. I don't believe in you. And they say, no, Mother Yashoda, we are telling the truth. So she said that, why don't you bring him red-handed one time? If you are so much convinced about your saying his truth, then you catch him one time red-handed, then I will believe. So they plan one day that one day we will lower our pots, not higher, approachably lower, and we will close all the windows and everything and keep only one door open. And we will plan in such a way, because there are many coward boys, Krishna doesn't come alone, many, many boys will come. So we will decide who will catch whom. Maybe two of us will catch one, so that they will not escape. So and there is no confusion. I know exactly I want to catch Rasikacharya Prabhu. So I won't see anybody except Saffron. So that you are all fixed up with the pairs and no confusion in catching people. So when he come, we will tie a ghanti there. And that ghanti, because everything in spiritual world, Vrindavan is live, you know, Chetan. So they talk to Ghanti that whenever he comes, you bell, you ring yourself. So he says, okay, I'll do. Everything is, kya kehte hai usko, sachetan, live, in the vibrant in Vrindavan. So then they all hide themselves in the bushes, thousands of them, and lots of cowherd boys, Krishna, Balram, Madhumangal, Sudama, Ujwal, Subal, everybody comes. And they say, wow, today such lowered pots. You know, but why the ghanti is there? So he speaks to ghanti. He says, you are my devotee, I know. Why you are hanging over here? He says, they hung me over here. But I request you that today when I will eat butter, you will not ring. Because you are my... He says, my lord, I am your servant, you know. I will obey your orders. So fine, everybody is now ready to eat all the butter, and they are, as soon as Krishna puts his hand in the butter and puts in his mouth, the ghanti starts ringing. Ding, 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 ding. As soon as the ghanti sound, everybody just jumps on them and pops on them completely. And Krishna is saying, what is this? How you can ring? You? I told you not to ring. You agreed to that. He said, what to do? You have only established this maryada that whenever you put something in the mouth, I have to ring. This is my service. So I just habituatedly, I just rang, you know. So I'm very sorry for that. But now I'm arrested by the gopis. So then this Prabhavati Gopi is wife of Upananda, the Krishna's elder brother's wife, you know. Prabhavati has been lot of time chastised by Yashoda Mataji. But she used to go and complain. So she was like very happy that day. And she said, okay, now I will take you to Mother Yashoda. Now your hands are having butter, your mouth is having butter, everything is perfect, red-handed. So I will take you now. And she was so happy that she has now, finally she has caught this thief. So she is walking right, left. All gopis are also very happy. They have also caught hold of many people. And then, you know, people are gathering on the road. They saw finally this thief is caught and so happy. And some boys are also very happy. Because some of the boys, what happens every day is that everybody steals and most of them run away. And some are caught. Not Krishna, but some are caught, you know, and then they feel very disgusted. Arey, tum log sab log khate ho, aur pakde hum jaate hain, aur pite bhi hum jaate hain. So they are also happy that finally, good, good, you got caught now. I'm very happy. And many girls are there, similar aged girls. They are also laughing and clapping. It's very embarrassing, you know. It's like Everybody in the road is laughing, clapping, all elderly ladies also happy that finally we caught him. So she is holding his wrist very tightly and walking, right, left, right, left. So he says, see Gopi, please, it's so, you know, hand is so delicate, you know, you are holding it so tight, you know, my blood supply is getting occluded. Look at the redness in my palm. It's all because of occlusion of blood. He said, please, release my hand. He said, no, I'm not going to release you. Then after some time, again, some distance they walk, and he says, I'm feeling very embarrassed. You know, all my boys and girls who are on the road are laughing at me. At least you cover me with your upper cloth. You know, they have chunri. Sir, you please cover me. At least I will not have eye-to-eye contact with them and they will not know who am I. So, at least, you know, I understand you are taking me to my mother. I fully agree. I have stolen butter and you have right to take me to mother. Everything I agree, but you can cover me and take. Nah, I'm, finally, your aim is to present to me, to my mother, right? Present my mother with me. I'm okay. I'm running with you. Fine. So, she agreed and she put a cover on him. Now, again, side lap, lap, lap. So he said, see, I requested you earlier, so my hand is paining now. I'm not saying I'm not coming with you. Hold me with left hand. No? What is the problem? You can hold in left hand. So she feels it's logical when such a small boy I am. Anyway, caught him. Anyway, my desire is going to be fulfilled very soon. That I can present this boy to the mother with red-handed butter and everything. Fine, fine. And when she is about to get ready to change the hand, he signals his friend, who happens to be her son only. Because everybody is of the same party. She may be complaining about Krishna, but her son also is involved in all the theft. Everybody is like fully involved in that. So he signals him, and then he is so smart and so quick that when she is, how much time is, suppose if I am holding your one wrist like this, and I am supposed to hold your second wrist, I mean, I'm only a few seconds, I'm hardly any second also in between. But in between, he, when she leaves one hand, and she's supposed to hold another hand, he puts his friend's hand in her hand and just escapes from behind. And he goes under the cloth which is covering him. And she's so excited, you know, I have caught Krishna, I have caught Krishna. She doesn't realize that who is under the cloth and whose hand I am changing. So it's like so swiftly. And he just goes behind and lags behind and just from other route goes home. He says, Mommy, I'm very hungry. Please give me butter. Oh, my dear darling, Shyam Sundar, you have come. Oh, she kisses him, caresses him, smells his hair, and she immediately brings the Padmagandha butter and starts feeding him with his own hands. And he's so happy. He said, Mommy, I'm very sleepy now. Can I go to sleep? He goes to sleep. And he actually goes to sleep. Matlab, he's very smart. And by the time, after a few minutes, all this procession comes. You know, many, many gopis holding many, many children's hands. And they say, listen, Yashoda Mai, Yashoda Didi, because she's his. Deva's son, na? Listen, Yashoda Didi, see your star we have got today. You wanted us to bring her red-handed, today see, we have got. So she's very surprised, right? These ladies are too much. Before they come, Krugas complain. And today they come that we have brought your Krishna. How can it be? He is at home, he is sleeping in the bed. So she says, she now says, like, okay, let me see, who has come, let me see. I will just now today teach them a good lesson. So she has come prepared, you know. And then they say, okay, see, you told us many times we came here, we complained to you, and you told us you bring him red-handed. Today we have caught him red-handed. In the meantime, Krishna comes, Mummy, what is so much noisy outside? He comes from behind, you know. And she says, okay, they say that they caught you. So when she sees Krishna there, she says, I'm surprised. Hey, how he was in my hand? So she removes the vision and sees her own son in the hand. Hey, what is this nonsense, gopis? You don't understand. You bring your own son and blame my son. He's come so much early at home and he's sleeping. And you blame him to be a thief of your butter. This time you got your son. Next time you'll bring your husband. And saying your Krishna is... When bringing your husband is very insulting. It's like she spoke in a very harshly to them. You are so degraded that you are today beating your son and telling me my son. Tomorrow you may bring your husband and say your son has been brought by us. At least sharam to kiya karo kam se kam. Aaj bachche ko leke aaye, kal khasam ko leke aayenge. So she's so embarrassed. And then she's so bewildered. You know, like, imagine her condition. She got Krishna. She was carrying Krishna. She thinks she is only carrying Krishna. And she reaches Krishna's home. And she sees somebody else is in my hand. And that guy who was in her hand is somewhere else, you know, in front of her. So she then very embarrassed. She feels very embarrassed and she leaves and goes out. And as soon as she's gone some distance from her house, Krishna meets her. He said, I had told you. Leave me alone. You will repent. But you didn't listen. You were so cruel to me. See, next time I will become your husband. I'll take the form of your husband and actually embrace you. Okay? So she said, okay, I'm very sorry. And she went out. The other time what happened? They all are looking for Krishna to catch him red-handed because that's the only thing they will have to prove Yashoda. So one day, Krishna's both hands are in the butter pot. And yahan tak, till elbow. And he is just eating butter completely, fully immersed eating butter. And the gopis catch him. So now we will take you to Mother Yashoda. He said, no, please, please don't do that. I'm not stealing your butter. Where am I stealing your butter? Said, come on, you are so great. You are already eating butter in front of me and you are still telling me you are not eating butter. What kind of a person you are? Right in front of my eyes you are eating butter and you are still saying I am not eating butter. How you are saying this? He says, yes, I am telling you I am not eating butter. Look, look, look here. There are so many ants. And suddenly ants appear there. So many ants. Line of ants. He said, these ants were eating all your butter. And I felt so bad that you worked so hard to get this butter. So much hard work you have done to make the butter and to save the butter. And look, these ants are eating. So I felt very compassionate. I thought that I should remove these ants. So I put my hand in the... So I was removing the ants. And when I was removing the ants, some ants climbed on my hand. And they climbed on my elbow. Then my arm. Then my shoulder. Then my neck. Then my cheek. And I started feeling titillation. So it was so much that it came on my upper lip. And then I just did this to remove from my upper lip. And then some butter touched my upper lip. And then my tongue came out and licked it. I'm not eating the butter. I'm trying to save the butter from ants. Don't you see that? So Gopi was so enamored. He said, okay, okay, eat whatever you want. Like that. Other times, he's full hand-sized butter. And he's eating butter. And Gopis catch him. And he says, you know, my mother has worn me diamond jewelry. And it's so hot. Just to feel cool, I'm putting my hand in the butter. Your butter is so cool. I'm feeling so nice. I'm not going to eat your butter. I'm just trying to cool my hands away. And other times, they actually catch everybody. But they're so smart. They just slipped out. Because Krishna saw one window. And they kicked the window. They climbed on each other. So quick. And everybody got out of the window, which is on the higher level. And then they were so fast, you know, it's unbelievably fast. And all gopis were down and they were trying to pull the legs of people and they were pulling the hands of people and many of them got escaped because the upper force was stronger. And finally, everybody ran out of the window. And one person got stuck in the window. Who can that be? His abdomen was bigger than the window size. He was Madhu Mangal. So fat, you know, he was half out. They were pulling him out, but his abdomen got stuck. Now what one can do? So the gopis' pull was successful because they couldn't pull him out of the window. And then he fell down on the ground and all gopis, the only capturing, only yield was one person. And gopis were thousands of them. They all beat him like anything. They wanted to beat everybody, but then only one person is available. So you can see his condition. And then he started shouting, Krishna, Balaram, please save me, please save me. These girls are beating me. So Krishna Balaram were running. You know, they were saying, Madhu Mangal, come. Their voice was louder in the beginning. They became fainter and fainter because they were going far. And then he was shouting, please save me. And they felt very bad. See, look here, we all ran away. And our friend is stuck there. We should do something. So they just took U-turn and came running. He said, you gopis, you are harassing a Brahmin boy. He will curse you and you will all get married to old people who were married 7 times before. समझ में आपको आया? जिन्होंने 7 शादी कर चुके हैं ऐसे बुढ़े से शादी हो गया. The gopis are very innocent girls, you know. They feel, my God, yes, he is Sandipani's son. He is Madhu Mangal. He is a Brahmin. And we are harassing a Brahmin. And they are right. If he gets angry and breaks one of his thread and curses us, maybe we will get married with old men who have married already 7 women. So they immediately release him. And you know, innocently they ask Krishna Balaram only, what to do now? How to save ourselves? Should we ask him? He will tell you. So then he gets up. You guys, You are harassing me. So they fall at their feet. Please tell us, oh son of a Brahmin, please tell us what you would like to do, what we should do for you, how would you get pleased? He said, each one of you bring, go home and make laddus. And no laddu should be duplicated. Each one should have a separate laddu quantity. So they all ran home out of fear. They all went home and made in a good plan, beautiful laddus, no repetition. And they brought him to that Gevarkund, you know, in the Barsana. They made a singhasan for him, brought arti paraphernalia. And all the coward boys came to see the beautiful scenario. And he sat there on the Vyasasan. And they worshipped him. The incense and lamp and everything, you know. And they said, please, O Madhumangal, O my dear Brahmin son, please honor this laddus. So he honored all the laddus. He called all friends, you also come. So everybody came and honored laddus. They gave him dakshina also. And with great pomp and great respect, he departed from that place. So,